Today on episode number 356 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we've got a great podcast success story that landed a podcaster on TV. We've got a new plugin for podcasters that help you get subscribers and share your content. We're going to talk about how podcasting is global, and we get some tips, especially for Americans, that you might want to think about when it comes to your global audience. I've also got some updates on some interviews that I was on. I've got a great clip from the new media show that you got to hear. It's a new podcast I've been listening to. I've also got a special announcement. I will be delivering podcast consulting in a new format. That's exciting. And at the end of the show, I got a question for you about the length of the show. Everything I talk about today, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/356. And it's time to kick it off right now. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since April 4th, 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, and I am ecstatic that you have taken the time out of your busy schedule to come here and listen to me talk about podcasting. If you're new to the show, look, I'm going to take my 20 plus years of technical training, and I come here and I help you understand podcasting so that you can avoid the podcasting pitfalls, so that whatever you're doing, if you're just learning how to plan your podcast, record your podcast, promote it, all points in between, that's what we talk about here on the podcast, as well as podcast success and really whatever else you want to talk about. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, I would love to have you. Seriously, come on in. Water's warm. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. You can use the little voicemail button out at the website. You can leave a comment on the blog. It's all out there at schoolofpodcasting.com. And what we like to do on the show is always kind of, if we can, spotlight a couple little podcast success or things going on in podcasting. So today we're going to start off with Cynthia. How about Cynthia? Yeah, Cynthia Sanchez. She does a podcast called Oh So Pinteresting, which you can find at ohsopinteresting.com. And Cynthia landed herself a little TV appearance. Check this out, because of her podcast.
Before I let you go, I did want to share some good news with you. Last week, I received an email from Robert Riggs, a journalist who invited me to be on the Texas Daily News Show. I couldn't believe it. He invited me on to come and talk about Pinterest and how it could be used for both personal and business reasons. I was so excited. Of course, I jumped at the opportunity, but I was so nervous. I've never been on TV before. But I think it all went well, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank Robert and to thank all of the people over at Texas Daily. Everybody was so friendly and nice, and I really had an amazing experience with it. Thank you very much. And of course, thank you to all of you who listen to the podcast and read the blog for all of your encouragement and support over this last year and in few months. It has been an amazing experience, and I couldn't have done it without you guys. Thanks again. And if you'd like to see that TV segment that I recorded, you can come on over to the blog at osopinteresting.com/TV.
Cynthia, congratulations on getting on TV. Now, she's been doing her podcast a little over a year, started off in February of 2012. So again, here's somebody that has consistently put out a podcast and is now, again, starting to see things go to a bigger and bigger audience. So very cool to hear another podcast, even if it's local TV. It's, again, getting exposure to a larger media audience. Hey, want to give a shout out to my buddy Daniel J. Lewis of the Audacity to Podcast. And little old Daniel, he locked himself in a basement or something. And when he came out, He's a bit of a coding geek, right? And he wrote himself a fun-filled little WordPress plugin. Check this out. It's called, let me get their name right. I'm calling it Subscribe and Follow. Social Subscribe and Follow Icons is the actual name. Now, this is a premium WordPress plugin. You can find it at subscribeandfollow.com. And right now, through the end of May 2013, if you're listening to this, It's normally $37. It's on sale for $27, and I bought it. If you want to see it in action, go over to weeklywebtools.com, and it's really pretty cool. For a somebody who's just, this is like his first plug-in, I'm like, wow, look at little Daniel just going to town. And if I am in my website right now, yep, here it is. You can actually go over and change the colors of your buttons. You can track things to iTunes, Stitcher, Miro Player. If you just want to have a traditional RSS feed, if you want to have a podcast-only feed, YouTube channel, SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Pinterest, speaking of Pinterest, and Flickr, as well as a link to your newsletter. All there. That's like tab one. Tab two. Remember him? Tab two? The plane. You can go over and there are people under 20 going, what is he talking about? You can easily change the icon of your, the color of your icons, which I did on Weekly Web Tools to match my site's background. And it's pretty cool. And you can actually feature a network if you wanted to. So if you want to really spotlight iTunes, things of that nature. Pretty cool little plugin. And again, you can find that over at subscribeandfollow.com. If you want to get it now or May's over. And you'll be surprised at how easy it is to use and yet very powerful at the same time. So Daniel, kudos, buddy, for putting together a cool little plugin. Speaking of shout-outs, want to talk about, I was interviewed over on the Photo Biz Exposed podcast. You can find that at Photo Biz, that's B-I-Z-X. So photobizx.com, and was interviewed about, you know, starting a podcast for either your wedding or portrait photography business. So if you're wondering about how you can use podcasting with your business, that is a good place to maybe start. And again, if you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/356, I'll put a link so you can jump right over to that interview. So thank you very much to Andrew for having me on the show. Again, you can find that photobizx.com. All right, one of the things I always talk about in podcasting is the fact that it is a global audience, an amazing global audience. As I look at this, what's really weird about, I'm looking at my stats at libsyn.com. That's where I host my media. I highly recommend that you use a media host for your podcast, whether it be Libsyn. And if you're using Libsyn, use the coupon code SOPFREE at Libsyn, not at my website, at Libsyn to get a free month at Libsyn. Okay. Or you can use Blueberry, which is another great media hosting company. And so I'm looking at Libsyn. That's who I use. And for this podcast, and my number one country is the United States. Second, I would think it would be Canada, maybe the United Kingdom. I know Australia is all over podcasting. No, you know who the second highest downloads of this podcast is? China. I thought China was like behind a firewall or something like that. But yeah, it's United States, China, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, India, Denmark, France, Sweden, Japan, Brazil, Spain, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, Singapore, Italy. That's page one. Sounds like remember Paul Harvey? Belgium, Israel, Switzerland, Hong Kong, Korea, Republic of, Philippines, Norway, Slovenia, Greece, South Africa, Russia, basically Puerto Rico, Taiwan, Saudi Arabia, Poland, Czech Republic, Thailand, Nigeria, Vietnam, Indonesia, page three, United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Trinidad, anonymous proxy. I think I might go there on vacation. Malaysia, Ukraine, Venezuela, Colombia, Argentina, Egypt. Satellite provider, one of my favorite vacation destinations, Pakistan, Costa Rica, Peru, Austria, Latvia, Portugal, Guam. Isn't it fun just to say Guam, Iran? And I ran so far away. I did. I had to run away for all of views from the 80s. This is an actual country, I guess. Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R, Algeria, Chile, Finland. You guys get the point. Lao. Let me go down to page eight real quick, just for giggles. St. Vincent and Grenadines, as well as Papua New Guinea, Maldives. Oh, I have a whole page of people. Netherlands, Aland Islands, Cameroon. That sounds like a cookie. Hey, where'd you hide the Cameroons? I got my glass of milk. I need my Cameroons. My apologies to the one listener I have in Cameroon. Grenada. I have one person listening in Grenada. You guys get the point. It's global. It's amazing. And today, this is an interview that I did on the floor of the New Media Expo in New York, I believe it was. And so it's been in the can for a while. And a buddy, Karen, who did a speech there on a panel about addressing a global audience. So let's listen to this together, and I'll kind of chime in. But some interesting things that you may not realize being a self-centered, egomaniacal, maniacal, I think would be a better pronunciation of that, American, we don't always realize what our actions may do to the global audience. So here it is from the floor of the New Media Expo.
Alrighty. Live from the expo floor, we are in the Simul TV booth.
With the smell of popcorn.
With the smell of popcorn, yes. So we'll be licking our lips as we hear. And I'm here. How do you pronounce your last name?
Karen Hu.
One more time.
Karen Hu. But to you, it's Karen Hug.
Okay. And your website is?
Podconsult.dk. .dk for Denmark.
There you go. And I missed your session yesterday, so I wanted to have you come on and give us a little, the cliff notes, I guess you could say, a little bit. Expand on it a little bit. Because you are from Denmark, and I'm not. I have zero, almost, global view, I guess you could say. And so you've been here every year, haven't you?
Since 2005, since the very first podcasting expo. Mm-hmm. I've come here. I was in the university at that time, and I had become very interested in this new medium because I come from radio. I have a radio background as a radio journalist, and then this new medium came up. So I have tried to make this a career in many, many ways. So, but at that time, I came here to do empiric studies for my university, some project.
Uh-huh.
And I interviewed all the good guys at that time. It was fantastic.
There you go. So because you have a global view, what would you say to people that, you know, want to get into podcasting that forget that it is a global audience? What are some of the things they need to keep in mind?
There are so many things, actually. There are a lot of people out there who are of different cultures, and I know that Americans are not stupid. They know that the world is bigger than the U.S. But I would say, if you start out as a podcaster and being an American and you haven't got this global outview, you tend to ignore or maybe not acknowledge that part of your audience is could be, say, in Denmark, like me.
Right.
So when I listen to the School of Podcasting, and I do a lot, mm-hmm. and you talk about something, let's give us an just
Audible.
Audible. Audible is not something that I use a lot because it's American. All the books are in English. There are no Danish books. Okay. So that's Audible is not my... But it could also be Thanksgiving,
right.
Black Friday. Well, we don't have Black Friday.
Okay.
Stuff like that. And you don't talk about stuff that is universal too much. So that... kind of, I find, you know, I'm pretty open to the rest of the world, so
right.
I don't mind that much. But there could be situations where your audience might think, okay, they've forgotten about me, they don't know I'm out here.
Well, that was going to be my question. Mm. How big of a snub, if that's even a word, is that to the, you know, other audiences that they're like, wow, he didn't even mention...
Yeah, yeah.
Is it kind of like...
So I have a lot of techniques. And we have in the session, we gave 10 points. I won't go through them all, but I'll mention a few to you here, where you can actually make sure that you have this covered so you don't turn people away because you are too American, as we say.
Yeah.
And but one thing is don't be too salesy.
Hmm.
Maybe you're in U.S. very open to commerce. I mean, you can not promote yourself too much, really, because if you're successful, everybody will love that you have been successful and, you know, all that. But we have, in my country, we have something called the Yanda Law. Have you heard about the Yanda Law?
Uh-huh.
It's a law, quote, unquote, right, where it says, don't think you're anything. Don't think you're more than we are. And don't think that you are anything special.
Okay.
It's kind of a, you know, don't get, you
right,
know.
It's a little ego law.
Yeah. Against ego law. We have that. Hmm. And we're famous for that. An author wrote about that. And in all the Scandinavian countries, we have that kind of Yanda law that we live by. So we don't like people talking too much about themselves and their own success. And we don't like to be sold to.
I don't think anybody does.
No. That's one way you could sort of... And then there's all the language, all the things. You, even though I'm very good at English, if I may say so,
yes,
against
sorry,
the Yanda law.
Right.
But I know I am. But even though I search for words sometimes, the things I can't express because it's not my language.
Right.
So you have to be tolerant with your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe they don't express themselves too well, or they don't understand too well the words you use.
Right.
So it's just, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. You gotta just remember. And is that the bottom line? Then you have, if somebody wants to start a podcast, if you want to reach, I guess, the biggest audience, you just have to do it in English.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do, because your audience. It depends on what you want to do with your podcast, really. I mean, if you're in Denmark, where I come from, I have clients that I help start a podcast. If their goal with a podcast is to get more speaking engagements in Denmark,
right.
I mean, there's no point in starting a podcast in English. But if they want to do, if their goal with a podcast would be to reach, say, experts in other countries, people who know a lot about their topic, go do it in English. Do it for yourself. Do it to educate yourself. And then to show people at home that this is something that you, you know, that you get more knowledge about and that you can share with them in your speaking engagement. So it depends on what you want to do.
I was going to say, because then if you then do it in, what is the language of Denmark? Is that
Danish?
Danish, okay.
It's something we speak. It's not something we eat.
So if I did a podcast in that language, would it then be kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Do you then kind of score points on the other side that, hey, he's really speaking to us because he's not speaking, or she, speaking in English?
Yeah. You know, again, we have this Yanda law, this anti-ego law.
Right.
Don't think you are more than us. So, say, if I started a podcast in English, there would be people who would think, hey...
What's wrong with our language?
Just like artists singing in Danish or English is the same thing. If you start singing in English, it could be because you want to reach an international audience.
Right.
And then you would have people back home saying, hey, what's that? She's forgotten all about us. You know, she thinks she's more than us and all that.
Yeah.
There could be that issue. But now the world has changed and, you know, it's an international world and it's the global... village and all that, you know. So we are learning that that it's okay to reach more people.
There you go. Awesome. Where can people find your stuff again?
My stuff is in Danish. It's on podconsult.dk for Denmark.
There you go.
That's my website.
Awesome.
And then I'm on Twitter as Karen Hoeg, and I'm on Facebook, so they can find me there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you.
Awesome.
All right, next up, I am occasionally, I'm going to name this clip of the week, but I say that knowing that I may not have a clip of the week every week. But this week, what this is, now I'm going to put this out. One of the things we talk about here is good content. You know, things that make you laugh, cry, think, groan, news that you can't get anyplace else. Like, I just listened to Mark Maron's podcast, WTF, and he was interviewing Sam Simon. Now, it's interesting because Sam Simon is one of the creators of The Simpsons. It's also interesting because Sam Simpson, Sam is going to die, more than likely. He has stage, 50 cancer. It's all throughout his body. Now, the good news is he got a report and his tumors are shrinking. So never give up. But it's interesting to get the insights of somebody who pretty much has been told, yeah, you're going to die. That was interesting content. But today I've got a clip of a show I just found and started listening to. Now, Rob Greenlee was on the show a couple weeks ago. And of course, he's Mr. Microsoft. And he has teamed up with Todd Cochran, who is Mr. Raw Voice, better known as Mr. Blueberry, and Mr. Geek News Central. Wrote the very first book on podcasting, by the way. Mr. Cochran did. Great guy and champion of the podcasting world. And he hooked up, check this out, Mr. Blueberry interviewed Mr. Libsyn. That's right. Rob Walsh from, also Podcast 411. If you haven't heard, Rob is going to start doing Podcast 411. That is the original podcast that interviewed other podcasters. He was kind of the inside the actor's studio. There's the one podcast now, Show Me Your Mic, which is on the SSKTN network, I believe. I could be wrong. I'll put links to that out in the show notes. Rob is going to start doing Podcast 411 again, so that's good news. He's been doing it since 2004, I believe. He is an official podcast pioneer. So what happens when you get Rob Greenlee, Todd Cochran, and Rob Walsh together? You get a good podcast. And Rob was the guest, and it's called New Media Show. You can find it at newmediashow.com. But the clip of the week is from, they interviewed another friend of mine, Paul Culligan, who also, because again, you're going to notice a lot of people that jumped into podcasting in 2004 and 5, they jumped out about 2007, they're jumping back in. Why? Because of smartphones. In fact, I was listening to Paul's podcast, which you can find, just Google Ask Paul Culligan in iTunes. Google in iTunes, yeah. Search for Ask Paul Culligan in iTunes. It's this quick little 5-minute podcast. And he was explaining how T-Mobile now has unlimited data. And the cool thing is, you're going to see, according to Paul, a very potential shift in people going back to unlimited data. It's just that the data is slower. But you can still stream podcasts. You can still download podcasts. This is from the episode from the New Media Show from May 4th, looks like. And they were interviewing Paul. And I'm just going to let this clip play.
No. I got in the car about pre-iPhones, so I guess we can put the date on that. I got in the car, and I'm pulling out, and I tell my daughter, oh, man, I left the iPod at home. And she says, what are we going to do? You know, and I go, well, we'll listen to radio. And she says, and I quote, what's radio? And I was trying to, like, think of an analogy for it. And so I said, well, basically – it's like an iPod that somebody else picks the music. And she just says, why would we want somebody else to pick the music?
There you go. What is radio? And it's interesting in the fact that we are right now experiencing the early days of podcasting, and you're like, yeah, but I'm just getting into it now. It's 2013. It's been around for 8 years. I know it's still in its infancy. I truly believe that when we look back 20 years from now and we're listening to podcasts on our watch and we've got Wi-Fi everywhere, just free, I think we're going to look back and go, remember when we used to have to synchronize our phones and iTunes and blah, blah. I think it's really going to be that way. And so it's not too late to get into the podcasting game. But I think, I also believe eventually, because of podcasting, because people are getting used to content on demand, what I want, when I want it, where I want it, I think you're going to see cable companies eventually go to an a la carte system. That's just my little new media prediction. And they actually talk about that on the New Media Show. So that is the clip of the week. What's radio from the New Media Show? Expect those, more of those in the future. Next up, my favorite part of the show, where we get the true star out on to the podcast, and that is, of course, you. And this comes from Boy, if you ever had one of those days when you're just, you know, you showed up to the podcast, but your mouth just didn't. Rob Aguilar is how I'm going to pronounce that. It says, Dave, I love your School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Keep up the great work. Rob, thank you so much for listening, buddy. Said, I had a quick technical question. I have two blue microphones, blue meaning not the color blue, but blue is the manufacturer. Two blue microphones. They're USB mics. It's the Snowball. And I was wondering if there are mixers out there that would allow me to plug USB mics into them. The short answer to this question is no. Now, if you're on a Mac, you have a much better chance of getting this to work in with USB. And but for the most part, that's why there are two things I don't like about the Blue Snowball. And I was actually just listening. I found a new podcast about podcasting, but I'm not going to list it at podcastaboutpodcasting.com because they only lasted a month. And it was called Fix My Podcast. And number one, I point this out. I'm going to take a tangent. Can you hold on a quick second? We're still talking about Rob's email, but if somebody starts a podcast in your genre and you're like, oh, they're doing a podcast on the same subject that I am, you get nervous when they've been around for 6 months. And again, I would rather embrace them and say, welcome to the pool than treat them as competition and I'm going to beat them. But in this case, the person behind Fix My Podcast quit after a month and a half. But he was recommending the Blue Snowball. And I think one of my strengths is, with my teaching background, I like to explain why. Why is it that I don't like the Blue Snowball? So here's a couple things. Number one, it's a condenser microphone. We've talked about these in the past. Short answer, it picks up a lot of noise, a lot of background noise. Number two, it's USB only. And that means if you later want to have two people use Blue microphones, Blue Snowballs, you're kind of in a pickle. I don't want to say it's impossible because there's probably some weird way to finagle this and sound wire trans cable something, you know, but in a nutshell, it's not going to be plug and play anymore. And that's why I recommend the Audio Technica 2100. You can find this by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/2100 And that'll take you right to my Amazon page where you can pick it up. And the last time I checked, it was like $33.50. It is a dynamic microphone, which means it only picks up stuff right in front of it. And it's also USB. So like when I record screen capture stuff, when I'm on the Podcasters Roundtable plugged into Google Hangouts, I use the Audio-Technica 2100. When I'm recording with my wife, though, I use this microphone, my RE320, which also is a... this is an Electrovoice in this case, and she uses the 2100, and we plug it into a mixer. That's the big bonus of the 2100. It works with a mixer, and it works as a USB, and it's cheap. I guess I should say inexpensive. So check that out. And Rob, thank you so much for your question. If you would like to have a question answered, I would love to hear from you. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments or your questions at 888-563-3228. You can use the voicemail button out at the website, or you can leave a comment on the blog. If you want an answer live, I am podcasting live Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to schoolpodcasting.com/live, and I will answer it right there when you ask it. All right, and of course, that music means, you guessed it, it's time to get historical.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to take a historical look at the School of Podcasting. Enjoy.
All right. Well, here's the fun thing. In April of 2006, we were talking about how to read your feed burner stats. Now, here again, if you're new to podcasting, don't use feed burner. Do not use feed burner. In May of 2007, we were talking about how a lot of people were using a service called K7.net, and they were also losing their phone number. It's a free version, and that's when I first started talking to people about podcastvoicemail.com, which is my affiliate link for a company called Call 8, and the fact that, it's $2 a month, but you never have to worry about losing your voicemail, which is great. We talked about your podcast name. I've mentioned that a few times on the show, as well as promoting your podcast, how to make a flyer to hang up and promote your podcast. We also talked about pacing yourself as a podcaster and how you can kind of make sure you don't overdo it. And we also talked about the fact that you don't have to have a DJ voice to be in podcasting. In May 2008, we talked about one of the ways you can do an interview. Not my favorite way, it was something I tried. Was called time-shifted interviews, where basically you would send somebody a list of questions, let them answer them, and then you would splice in your questions. And that way, if you just could not get on the same page on as a schedule, you could basically do a time-shifted interview. In May of 2009, we talked about making sure your sight is accessible to those people that are sight impaired. And we also talked about taking your podcast portable. That was the one where I was actually podcasting from my then fiance's closet. In May of 2010, my buddy Fred Castaneda sent in a review of the Go mic from Samson. We talked about, we had some proof that content is king. And we talked about the fact that, you know, you just can't please everybody. In 2011, I did an episode on PodCamp questions for beginning podcasters. We also talked about why you shouldn't be hosting your audio or video files on your website. We talked about putting a sock in it. And looking back at that, that is a horrible headline. I have no idea what put a sock on it is about. We did talk about the bad side of podcasting back in May of 2011. Yeah, there is not a lot, but there's a couple things that you kind of wish podcasting did that it doesn't do. And we also talked about, hey, you know, if you're going to start a podcast, you should start small, but above all else, please, it's time to start your podcast. And then last but not least, in May of 2012, just a little over a year ago, we were talking about things like, A, the fact that FeedBurner, yeah, not, that was when we first started to say, yeah, it's time to get out of the FeedBurner pool. We talked about Flatter, F-L-A-T-T-R, as a new way for podcasters to get paid. Gotta say, I'm really disappointed in that. That had a lot of potential. And I, from what I understand, it works a little more in Europe than it does in the U.S., but I have received next to nothing in my Flatter account. I had a episode about podcast promotion the biblical way, and I was just simply pointing out that, hey, you know, Jesus's story is still around thousands of years later. How did he market his message? And without making it a giant sermon, that's kind of one of my favorite podcasts that I've done. And then we talked about the best time to do live podcasting. We also talked about memberships if you wanted to create a membership. And again, all that you can find out. We'll have links to all that stuff at schoolofpodcasting.com/356. All right, and that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Again, you can find everything that I talked about today. You can go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/356. I could go on now, and I wanted to take a second just between you and me and ask you a question. Back at the New Media Expo, everybody I met, and it was great. It was phenomenal. I love meeting people who listen to this podcast, who are interested in podcasting, who have podcasts themselves. I love hearing from you guys, whether it's via email at dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, voicemail. You can 888-563-3228, or you can use the SpeakPipe button or out at the blog. Always love to hear from you. And I had a lot of people say, Dave, love your podcast. It's just too short. So I started doing things like interviews and things like that, making it a little longer. It went from somewhere around 20 minutes to 30 to somewhere more around 40 to 50. And I keep saying this, and I think I'm going to do it. I think what I'm going to do in the future is split this into two 20-minute podcasts. The reason for that is I always say that to do an hour-long podcast, it takes 4 hours. And so if I'm doing a 50-minute podcast, that's really a, you know, 200 minutes, and which, you know, is 3.3 hours. And I typically don't have 3.3 hours in one sitting to do a podcast. My week is kind of varied. And even this podcast, in the middle of the first time I recorded this podcast, in the middle of listening to Karen's interview, I had to stop and take my wife again to the hospital. She's fine. She now has a urinary tract infection. She's about had it at this point. But it's hard for me to have those big slots of time. So I'm actually thinking of doing two a week, maybe Monday. Always we'll have one on Monday. That's been the same since, April 4th of 2005. But maybe do one later in the week, Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. So I wanted to know if I want to get your opinion on that. And, I know some people have always said, like I said in the past, they said it was too short. What would your opinion be on that? The other thing is that I've noticed as I'm typing show notes. In fact, if you look at the last two, I've started to put a timestamp because if somebody wants to hear the part about blah, 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 they have to go to like the 18 minute mark. And I thought if I had one subject that I would talk about and then answer questions always and spotlight. Here's what I talk about. Here's how I determine what I'm going to talk about. Number one, is it going to interest you? And I know that by, does it interest me? So that's things like technology, better, more efficient ways to do podcasting, anything that will help us make better content, anything that will help us better understand our listeners and our viewers. Why? Because that will help us make better content. Any resources for music, graphics, things like that. Like today's, we had Daniel's plugin. That makes our life easier and makes podcasting easier. These are the things that I talk about, as well as experts in the field. And so would love your input on that. So again, here's my email. It's dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. And oh, how I wish that spelled something, but I think it's more like 888 is what 563-3228 actually spells. Or just leave the SpeakPipe button. Or if you're on an iPhone, I think we all know this trick. This is a great way to take notes when you're listening to a podcast. There is a app called Voice Memo that you can just fire that bad boy up and record and then email it to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Or just leave a comment out at the show notes, which again is at schoolofpodcasting.com/356. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you're looking to start a podcast, again, everything you need to start a successful podcast is at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're interested in the group coaching, go over and get on the list at howtopodcast.com. Or if you want to hire me for one-on-one consulting, then go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. We've got information out there, and you can check my schedule, and we'll schedule a time. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Let me remind you, it is time to live a life worth podcasting about, and we'll see you, hopefully, on the inside. Take care. God bless.